Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jacksonville defensive lineman Josh Hines Allen, he's in concussion protocol. He doesn't look like he's going to play for the
Jaguars. So what's your thing? What's your stick with this?
He just of course Tua out in Miami.
They and say, you know, he's coming back.
And you know Nick Chubb has missed the first four games in Cleveland.
That I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I need to
Rashee Rice, have you ever heard of him?
Come on now.
He's hurt.
His own quarterback hurt him. Pay respect to the dead. RIP to the great John Amos. He passed yesterday. What's going on? We lost Mutombo.
Well, you know what? Pete Rose.
And John Amos.
So these are not good times.
They come in three, they say. Death.
I don't get anything for that. Isn't that John Amos? Good times?
That's a three. And I got to defend Bonte. Bonte was on Draymond's side a little bit this morning. I was listening. Fimo Mike texted me in, so Chucky got that wrong. He felt like the question could have been more direct, and then Dre would have had to just answer about the suspension.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feeling me?
I am.
You feel me not, dude?
Yeah, I feel you. You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah.
Feel my mic. You feel me?
That's another two.
Talk about expectations. Hey, fans, start to temper them a little bit.
Well, the Niners, I am. Like, just because of the injuries, man.
Are 49er fans like Guru? Have you tempered your expectations with the 49ers? The Niners. I'm not there yet with the Niners.
Even with the defense.
What about it?
Taking a step or two back.
They were pretty good against the Pats. Let's see if they can build on it.
Okay.
Right.
I know the Pat, you, Spadoni, okay. And Evan and I can get on the pass.
See, that's the problem. That's where I've changed my expectations of the Niners. They came in 1-2, and they just needed to get a win.
All right.
And they got a win, 30-13. Defense looked good, 6 sacks, pick 6. All right, let's see if they can carry on. Mm-hmm. Steve-O is in San Francisco.
Steve.
What's up, Steve-O? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's been too long. I haven't ever been able to carve out enough time to call in. Love
right.
The show so much. I want to talk about the Warriors. Very
right.
Excited about the upcoming season. And, you know, we touched on this last year a little bit. But I think this is going to be Steph's last year as the number one on the team. And for that reason, if you're going to go for a championship, you got to go all in. They're not a championship team right now. They have to be able to prove themselves to get to that trade deadline. And then the Warriors, it's going to, you know, it's now or never time. I think, and you got to be willing to make some tough choices if you're going to try and win one more championship with Stephen Curry as your number one. And if they're not in that position, they're going to have to make some tough choices about how they rebuild it.
With Steph Curry or without?
Well, I think that's the tough choice you're going to have to make. And
yep.
I think, to be honest, they might go to Steph and give him a little bit of the decision in there. He's going to be looking at Clay and in some kind of a playoff hunt with the Mavs. And they might go to Steph and say, hey, man, if you want another ring, we'll set you free. Now, it could be, you know, I think they'll keep him if he wants to stay, because he puts
sure.
people in seats no matter what their record is. I think he loves the Bay Area. I think he's made a home here. But I think if he really wants another ring, and the Warriors can't deliver with the new lineup, either they go all in and you know, that means getting rid of Wiggins. That means getting rid of, you know, the laundry list of players that they can try and,
gotcha.
And deal, you know.
Well, you know what? And I'll be
I
honest.
I want to ask him a
Steve-O.
Question, too.
Oh.
Steve-O, can
please.
I ask you a quick question? Did he hang up?
You can ask him a question. He probably won't answer.
Oh. You there, Steve-O?
Yeah, no. He's not.
Okay.
What was the question? I can try to be him.
Who did he think is the Warriors' second best player right now on the team? Mine is Andrew Wiggins, and okay. I love Draymond, but it's Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kuminga.
Nah.
Oh. I'll be honest with you. To me, Curry just signed an extension. That talk, and I've used company speak, that discussion needs to be tabled.
With Steph, right. Yeah, no.
With Steph Curry, because I really believe that who'd they lose last year? Klay and Chris Paul. And they brought in Anderson, Melton, and Hield.
Yep.
I absolutely think that could be the makings of a better team than last year.
All right.
So to my way of thinking, the best case scenario for the Warriors this year would be they're good. They're on a 45-50 win pace, and they like where they're headed. But something presents itself at the trade deadline that can elevate them not only for the rest of this year, but maybe for the next 2 or 3 years.
The blockbuster type.
Yeah,
right?
Is there going to be a move out there that right now is not available? Because we know that things always happen during the course of a season where there'll probably be a star or two that might be gettable.
Like Davante Adams, where stuff happens and you take advantage of it if you can.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe that's what they're looking for. But what are your expectations right now for all three of our Bay Area teams? Have you altered the expectations you have of the Niners because of the 2-2 start and McCaffrey's injury? Or do you still think this is a Super Bowl team and that's your expectation? And I think the 49ers are the one team you can still have a Super Bowl expectation for.
It's kind of funny about the Niners. I had this thought driving in. And the more I watch Brock Purdy, I got a stat for you too later on. But I'm telling you, Steiny, we sit here and you've said it too. Hey, in regard to the Chiefs, they got Mahomes. Nothing else matters. You know what the rat on the table is about the Chiefs and why they're trying to three-peat? Is they got a damn good defense.
Yep.
They got a damn good defense. So these talks of it's just Mahomes carrying the team on the back, I'm not saying he hasn't done that, but the Chiefs got a defense, and I say that to say is we're watching a young star be born with Brock Purdy, and what if you get that answer to where, man, we got a star. But if this injury situation on the defensive side of the ball and the play doesn't get better, it won't be good enough to get it done. So there could be a possibility. And I know it's early, Steiny, but okay, we got a star in Brock Purdy. We're going to pay him whatever it takes. But man, there's other components, and that's why the Greenlaw, when he comes back, if he comes back, Sorensen, you know, they blitzed a whole lot Sunday as opposed to they normally do, and that was because New England couldn't handle it and they don't have much weaponry, but it's imperative that the defense, you know, do their part because it's more than just the quarterback.
This from the 630 on the Comcast Business text line, there's no need to change the expectations with the Niners. The NFC looks tough now, but so-called contenders, I believe, will become pretenders. The Niners are still the class of the NFC, despite a 2-2 start. That's from Chicago, Jason.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.